Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, got an interview for you today. First off, thank you for all the love on my Instagram. I think everybody loved the air guitar, man. If you haven't seen it, head on. It's on to my September 11, 2019 Instagram. Uploaded the photo of me and my daughters, and I got a little too into the Jonas Brothers concert, I guess. But hey, man, that's me. I'm a dad. I embarrass my kids, and I think that's I found my purpose in life. So hey, I want to segue into today's show. I interview clients on my podcast, as you know. Got a great guy, just a great guy, Chris Kennedy, coming up on today's show. I don't do interviews on my podcast. When I do, it's only my coaching clients. It's to reward them for taking a shot like I did 15 years ago and millions of others do every single year to become an entrepreneur. So I give them a little momentum, you know, give them exposure to millions of people with a podcast, get them their message out there and help them monetize it and all that good stuff. So Chris is a current coaching client of mine. We met when I spoke at an event in Vancouver a few years back. He bought my How to Podcast course, and then he came on board as a client recently. And he's got a real unique brand, man. I want you to listen to this guy. Not because, you know, maybe you don't identify with the brand necessarily. It doesn't fit you. That has nothing to do with the interview. The most important thing is look at how narrow his scope is in the brand that he's currently building. How this is an incredible, insatiable passion of his. And how it all kind of got sparked at a Tony Robbins event. 2 minutes, 120 seconds is all it took for this seed to be planted. Remember, I talk about plant seeds in good soil. Chris was ready to receive the message in 2009, and it took 2 minutes for him to get really excited. And then he and I connected in Vancouver a few years later when I spoke out there. I love Vancouver, Canada, one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to in my life. I love Canada just in general, but Vancouver, I'd never been there. And so Chris is going to talk about his brand, why he's building it, why he's got a passion. So listen, just listen. And imagine yourself thinking right now, gee, is there a market out there for what I got? You know, is anybody going to really listen to it? It has zero to do with it. Once you make a decision, everything starts to happen and conspire in your favor after that. So here is my interview with my buddy, Chris Kennedy. Show him a little love, too. Reach out to him after the show. He's a great guy. Anyway, hey, thanks so much for listening to the show. I love you guys. Here you go, Chris Kennedy. Hey, everybody, Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. I got a great buddy of mine I'm going to bring out, Chris Kennedy, coaching client of mine, guy I met at a live event in Vancouver a few years ago. Here's the backstory of this. We started talking for about 2 minutes and I didn't have the record button.
I thought I was the only one who did that.
Welcome to podcasting, man. It's so great. Didn't hit. How many times, man? I bet I've done that. I don't even know, hundreds of times I've spoken into the wrong mic, thought I was recording, I wasn't. Anyway, I don't want to take away. Chris Kennedy, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Sam, I've done the same. I've done an entire podcast and not turned on the record button. with a guest.
Yeah, oh, and the guests sometimes, how does that go, man? Like sometimes they're super tolerant. Sometimes they pretend to be tolerant. And then sometimes I can't even hide their anger, man. They're like, what?
She's not one of my best friends, so it's all good.
Oh, that's good. It turned into a good friendship then. That's great, man. Hey, I've had to send that email, the tail between the legs email to people. Say, hey, and this is when, of course, when you're first getting started and you're interviewing influencers who can, you know, email their list for you and talk about, hey, great interview, man. Great interview. I don't know what happened, but I know exactly what happened. I don't know what happened, but somehow the recording didn't take. Would you mind scheduling it? And half of them are just punt you away. Like you're such a loser. Anyway, let's get into the real reason why people want to listen to a podcast. We got a guy who started a podcast a few years ago. We'll talk about why he started it. He's every man. I mean, Chris is just a regular dude like you and me and dudette. Don't want to forget about the ladies who listen to the show. We have more female listeners, actually, than male listeners, which is awesome. But we met in Vancouver, and I want to talk about Chris's trajectory, why he wants to get his message out there, how he's getting his message out there. But I spoke at an event in Vancouver, and you live in Calgary, true?
Yes.
By way of Trinidad Tobago, which we just discovered.
I lived in Vancouver for 20 years. I worked in the music industry out there for 20 years. My parents are getting on in age, so I moved back here for a bit.
Oh, what, in the music industry? I don't think I knew that. What'd you do in the music industry?
I worked for Warner Brothers. I was a rep for Warner Brothers in BC, Vancouver. Oh, no kidding. Canada was my base, yeah.
How'd you like that?
Oh, kidding me? It was a dream job. It was life in heaven.
What was your job? My
job was to facilitate our new releases to media. So I was the liaison between media and our bands.
Wow. That sounds pretty cool, man.
Absolutely. It was the best job in the world.
Yeah. So parents were getting up in age. You moved back. So you're originally from Cal, or they live in Calgary then.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to Alberta. I've only been to two provinces. I've been to Ontario and I've been to British Columbia. That's it.
You've covered the country.
Growing up in the Buffalo area, we always went across the border because the drinking age is 19.
Everything is flat plains.
Yeah. Over in
the country. You've seen the country.
Where you are?
Yeah, it's farmland just at the edge of the mountains Calgary. So there's a bit of that, but it's mostly prairie.
Yeah. Canada's beautiful, man. Such a great country. I love it. Just like you just described. And I'll tell you what, I flew into Vancouver from LA. I was speaking at an event in LA and had to get back to that event. I flew in on WestJet. And, I figured, I'm already in LA. Hell, that's 5 hours on an airplane. It's got to be just another hop, skip, and a jump to Vancouver because it's about, I've been awake for about 75 days, it felt like. So certainly Vancouver can't be that far. Dude, that's like another 3 hours, 3.5 hours on an airplane. I get into Vancouver at midnight, which is 3 a.m. Eastern time. I didn't know where I was, dude. But anyway, I spoke at that event and you were there and we connected because you bought my podcasting course. Why did you want to start a podcast? What was it about that made you want to get a message out?
Actually, before I heard you speak on stage, I had no idea about podcasting. I wanted to write a book. That was my main focus. I wanted to write this book. Okay. And when you spoke about podcasting and the way that you spoke about it, it opened my mind up to disseminating my message down further and gathering more contacts through a podcast.
Yeah. And so you've been, tell us the name, because this is a really wild name for a podcast. Tell us the name of your podcast.
Virgin Beauty Bitch.
Virgin Beauty Bitch. Now, okay, hard stop. We got to explain what it's about so we can move forward. What is it?
Well, these are archetypes that women seemingly must go through their entire lives. It doesn't matter where they're born in this planet, they must go through these three archetypes, the virgin, the beauty, and the bitch.
Can you describe each one real quick?
Well, the virgin is what we expect women to be before they're married, right? Pure and, virginal. The beauty is a period of life they go through adolescence and through their working life, trying to reach and gain an image that the world has projected for them to live up to. Mm-hmm. And the bitch is if they go against the grain in any way as to how we see women should be, that's what we tag them to be.
Now, you're a dude. Why do you have a passion for this? This is a female podcast, sounds like. You have a female co-host.
Yes, absolutely. I feel it's absolutely necessary to have the both of us here representing both spectrums.
What's your co-host name?
Heather Erlin. Yeah.
Heather. She's awesome. I was on Chris's podcast a couple weeks ago. Had a great time. We had a really good time on that show. Why is this a passion of yours, though? Why the female, that topic, such a passion of yours?
You know, it's something that I never recognized. I went to a Tony Robbins event about 2009. I went to a Tony Robbins event in Orlando. And he spoke for about, this is a 10-day event. And he spoke for maybe 2 minutes about feminine and masculine and these two relations and how they connect to each other and the power, once they're connected, how powerful they can be. That 2 minutes changed my life.
Wow.
Something resonated with me that has always been with me, but I didn't recognize. And it turned out that I now wanted to write this book about the feminine itself. So that's what I'm doing actually right now. But the Virgin, the Beauty, and the Bitch, the podcast turned into a book that sort of supports my bigger ambition.
Yeah. What is your bigger ambition?
I want the world and people within this planet, on this planet, to understand that feminine is not a bad word. It's not a weak word. Mm-hmm. It's not a word to be trampled with, because it is, to me, one of the most powerful essences on the planet Earth. But we do not treat it that way. We shove it to the side. We focus on the masculine. We cannot live without the feminine. And unless these two powers come together, these two energies come together, we can never reach ultimately what humanity is meant to be, which is absolutely a beautiful expression.
Yeah. People listening right now are like, wow. So I can already see the difference between Sam Crowley and Chris Kennedy. Dude, really cerebral and deep. And then I got this other guy that screams into a microphone and calls me champion. So very good. Very good. Yin and the yang here.
The yin and the yang, my friend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's super fascinating. I, obviously, you know, as the father of four girls, you know,
yes.
Hearing that. Because you're right. Without one, I think that energy, and I love how you call the powers, like you give them equal, not just the masculine power, you know, offsetting the frail, fragile female. You know, I'm not raising frail and fragile female. You know, I can tell you that right now. We're going to the Jonas Brothers concert tonight, which I've said 100 times on my podcast. I think people are absolutely sick of me talking about my life. But anyway, I only share that with people because, you know, I want to raise powerful girls. I want them to understand that, you know, you don't got to take any answer. You should always question every answer, and certainly don't let a guy tell you what to do with your life. That's the last thing I want my girls doing, is to be beholden to a man. And you know, that's what the way it should be. Like, I want to raise really freaking strong girls. And I think when I heard your podcast called The Virgin Beauty Bitch, I'm like, huh, well, where's this guy coming from, man? But once you defined it, those three stages, did you come up with those three different phases, or was that something that you found in a little bit of research, or how'd you come up with that?
Well, after I went to your presentation, I came back here home, and I knew I wanted to start a podcast. And obviously the feminine is my main focus, so I wanted to be able to communicate that, not by using the word or that concept of just feminine. I wanted it to actually resonate with people. Mm-hmm. And those three images came to my mind as, well, it was actually the Beauty and the Beast is what came to my mind first.
Yeah.
So I just extrapolated from that, the virgin, the beauty, and the bitch, as to these three phases and these three archetypes that women must go through their lifetime, because society puts them through those three phases.
Yeah. Fascinating. 2 minutes at a Tony Robbins event 10 years ago, and here you are with a podcast, man. That's really wild when you think about just how certain things hit us at what time of our life, you know?
Exactly.
Why did you go to the Tony Robbins event 10 years ago?
Searching for the higher me. Searching for something within myself that was restless, that I couldn't really define. I wasn't satisfied with life the way it had played out to that point. My life was great, but something deeper in me was still restless.
Yeah.
So I was looking for me. I went to lots and different people's presentations. Tony's message in that day really resonated with me.
Yeah. It goes to show, if you're ready to receive a message, you know, whether it's Tony or somebody else, man, you definitely take that. And look what happened just in 2 minutes. How many days were you there?
I was there for 10 days. You know what, though?
Wow.
The thing that kind of took this to another level was the way that I saw Tony talk about and respect his wife, Sage.
Yeah.
And she is a very, compared to him, he's like the 7-foot giant.
Yeah.
He's like this little seed beside him.
Yeah.
But she has so much power in her presence.
Yeah.
Like, I was blown away by how much he respected her and how much power she has.
Yeah.
And I saw that as every woman should be that. Have
yeah.
That kind of power.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty wild, man. That's pretty wild. So why did you decide to have a co-host? Was it because you felt you needed a female to really make the show work? Or why was it that you decided to go find somebody like Heather to do the show with you?
I had a money coach, and we were talking. Obviously, we just have conversations, and I told him about what my passion was. And he said, you know what? I know someone who, along the same lines as what you know, what you're passionate about, you guys should meet. So that was Heather. 3 hours later in an initial conversation, she was definitely the person. If I was going to do a podcast, she was going to be the person that was going to be sitting beside me, because we come from it from the same, you know, place, but we approach things completely differently.
Yeah.
He has a completely different perspective on feminine and femininity and the feminist movement. She has a completely different perspective than I do, but I respect her perspective on it.
Yeah.
And she respects mine. So together we make a great partnership because we respect each other absolutely.
Yeah, I love it, dude. I love it. And I was on, like I said, I was on that podcast, so I could see your guys' energy working back and forth. And a lot of people can't pull off that co-host thing when they do a podcast. You know, they just can't do it. It's just, it doesn't work really well. You guys seem to really make that work well. Chatting with my buddy Chris Kennedy in Calgary, Alberta, host of the Virgin Beauty Bitch podcast. You can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Chris, if somebody wanted to connect with you just to say, hey, heard you on the podcast, tell me a little bit more. What is it? What's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you?
Just go to my website, virginbeautybitch.com.
Virginbeautybitch.com. They can connect with you through there?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, cool, man.
Okay. And now, of course, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
But everything else, you can connect straight through that and spin off to whatever works best for you.
Yeah. And, you know, look, this whole entrepreneurial journey, Chris and I have been working together for a while, but we took a little bit of a break there, a little bit of a gap. This isn't always just a linear, you know, successful climb to the top of what it is that you want to do, what you're passionate about. Chris and I have been working together. And like I always say, I take the test. Can I have a beer with this guy or not? I mean, That's the ultimate test, I always said. Now, I don't even know if you drink beer. Do you drink beer?
I don't, actually.
So I always step in it, man. I said this to a lady. I said this to a lady who called the other day. She came on board as a client. I said, well, you know, I always test, you know, could I have a beer with you? And she goes, I've never had a beer. I find beer to be disgusting in the cold. I think people just know I'm a loose cannon, man. But that's the way I have a cup of coffee. We could substitute coffee or tea. We've had a good time working together, man. And I think because you're an interesting guy with an interesting background, and if you want to build a following, you got to be interesting. And I think not only is the title of your show, obviously, you know, it makes somebody go, you know, like, oh, Scooby-Doo, head, you know, but it's a passion of yours and you're not giving up on this thing. Like so Chris and I are working together to really gain clarity on the message and to build the audience. That's why we're working together. Okay.
Yeah.
But when you're interesting and you've got passion, the part that you're missing is the easiest component to fill in, you know, the message, the clarity and all that, because you can't get passionate like you are right now about something as, I'm going to say random. I know it's not random, but I've never worked with anybody in 15 years that's got this as a brand ever, you know. Do you feel as passionate now as you did before, or more, or like, do you have a timeline of, I got to make money, I got to have success in a certain amount of time before I can consider myself successful?
It's funny. I mean, obviously money is an important component in the life of any human being on this planet. However, it's secondary to me. For me, it's secondary to a message I believe can enhance and advance the human race.
Yeah.
And to me, that is worth everything and is priceless.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool, man. Enhance. And what was the other word? The human race?
Advance.
Advance. Wow. Those are pretty tall, tall goals. Anybody ever talk to you about this? Like, Chris, come on. I mean, look, wait, come on, dude. Just, I mean, chill out,
listen.
Man.
I wouldn't listen.
Chill out.
There's no way I would listen.
I mean, come on.
I'm very clear on, I mean, this has been, I started, like I mentioned, 2009 is when the spark was first lit. It took a year for it to actually sink in. And it hit me one day on my way to work. You should write a book. And then obviously meeting you a couple of years ago with the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been on this train for a long time now. I'm still writing my bigger book. I have my Virgin Beauty Bitch book actually done.
Awesome.
Ready to go. And my bigger book on the topic of feminine itself is still in the works. It's still something I work on every day.
Yeah. I love it, man. See, you're that person. You're that person who is going to find that ultimate fulfillment, because success without fulfillment is failure. You know, we could have a lot of money, but you're just a failure if you don't have if you're not fulfilled by doing it. You've got the fulfillment part. Like, this fulfills you. I can tell every time I talk about, every time we have a coaching call, every time we connect, your eyes light up. Like, We have great coaching sessions, great dialogue, great mastermind, all because you're already fulfilled. Like, this is a supreme passion of yours. So the money part follows that. It always does. But it never follows it in the timeline that we want it to, or we you know, anything like that. But you can't stay in the game as long as you and not have success. It's impossible. It's just not possible. So I just want, hey, everybody, connect with Chris. Check out his podcast on iTunes, Virgin Beauty Bitch. Or if you listen through Android, you can catch it on Stitcher, Spotify, however you get podcasts. Leave him a little love out there. Rate his show. Connect with him through his website, virginbeautybitch.com. Let him know you heard him on the podcast. Just to pump him up, man. I mean, just, you know, I didn't buy anything from the guy. I'm just saying, I don't know if anybody could buy anything from you right now. Can they?
Right now, the book Virgin Beauty Bitch is not for sale. I'm still working on a marketing strategy for that.
Yeah.
That would be the first thing, but that's not quite ready today.
Yeah. So we just want people to connect with other people inside of Saturday Nation. Let them know you heard them on the show. Rate the podcast. If you're into somebody also who really gets the message, maybe you're a girl like one of my daughters as well, who, you know, is trying to find themselves out there. Great content he offers on the podcast. So, Chris, it's great finally having you on the podcast. I know we've been talking about doing this for a while.
Thank you so much. It's much appreciated. With great gratitude. Thank you.
Yeah, man. How about that? Met a few years ago randomly at an event. Although I don't think it's just coincidental you and I connected. Now we're just friends, man. We mastermind helping Chris build out his brand. We'll get that book sold too, by the way. Don't worry about that. We'll get that book sold. Hey, congrats on being one of the few who's stick with your passion, dude. I really respect that.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
All right, man. Hey, we're talking to Chris Kennedy. That's a wrap for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Check out his show, Virgin Beauty Bitch, on iTunes and through his website. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.